There, Paul Jobs could tinker with cars and his son with electronics. Its other significant attribute was that it was just over the line inside what was then the Cupertino Sunnyvale School District, one of the safest and best in the valley. "When I moved here, these corners were still orchards," Jobs pointed out as we walked in front of his old house. "The guy who lived right there taught me how to be a good organic gardener and to compost. He grew everything to perfection. I never had better food in my life. That's when I began to appreciate organic fruits and vegetables." Even though they were not fervent about their faith, Jobs' parents wanted him to have a religious upbringing. So they took him to the Lutheran church most Sundays. That came to an end when he was 13. In July 1968, Life magazine published a shocking cover showing a pair of starving children in Biafra. Jobs took it to Sunday school and confronted the church's pastor. "If I raise my finger, will God know which one I'm going to raise even before I do it?" The pastor answered, "Yes, God knows everything." Jobs then pulled out the Life cover and asked, "Well, does God know about this and what's going to happen to those children?"
"Steve, I know you don't understand, but yes, God knows about that."
Jobs announced that he didn't want to have anything to do with worshiping such a God, and he never went back to church. He did, however, spend years studying and trying to practice the tenets of Zen Buddhism. Reflecting years later on his spiritual feelings, he said that religion was at its best when it emphasized spiritual experiences rather than received dogma. "The juice goes out of Christianity when it becomes too based on faith rather than on living like Jesus or seeing the world as Jesus saw it," he told me. "I think different religions are different doors to the same house. Sometimes I think the house exists, and sometimes I don't. It's the great mystery." Paul Jobs was then working at Spectrophysics, a company in nearby Santa Clara that made lasers for electronics and medical products. As a machinist, he crafted the prototypes of products that the engineers were devising. His son was fascinated by the need for perfection. "Lasers require precision alignment," Jobs said. "The really sophisticated ones for airborne applications or medical had very precise features. They would tell my dad something like, 'This is what we want, and we want it out of one piece of metal so that the coefficients of expansion are all the same.' And he had to figure out how to do it. Most pieces had to be made from scratch, which meant that Paul had to create custom tools and dies. His son was impressed, but he rarely went to the machine shop.